Howdy, folks. A public speaking club in the East has decided that women aren't as good after-dinner speakers as men. But most of them are a lot better before-breakfast speakers than men, okay? This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double-mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And, you know, right back there after New Year's Day, we decided to take an inventory of unused entertainment still in stock, you know. And we're now ready to offer some leftover entertainment at January clearance prices. Like, let's see, last summer, I was talking about fishing. I had a pretty shrewd observation that fish are a lot like people. They won't have any problems if they just keep their mouth shut. We'll give you a real goodbye on that one. Name your own figure there. And then I had some fall fashion notes left over that I thought there should be fewer evening gowns and more aprons. And you can have that one real cheap. That's a bargain. I wanted to get off my chest something that's always bothered me, too, about men's shirts. You know, a man will pay $5 for a shirt and then cover all but 20 cents worth of it with a coat and vest, you know? And it's going to be a long, long time before I can use a leftover leap year funny about how in leap year a woman must take a hop, skip, and chump. Well, maybe that's not worth keeping 4 years. Paula Richards had some songs left over, too. Here she is with one of them now. It's just as good as new. Listen.
Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, so how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon up above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
See, what did I tell you? Everything Paula sings is top quality, which reminds me of double mint chewing gum. You know, in addition to being so good, double mint's good for you in lots of ways. So, in case you don't already do it, we'll start chewing double mint after every meal, will you? You know, I got a letter from a woman in Boston. She says I talk about my Uncle Delbert Buttram a lot, and she wonders if he's a fictitious character. Well, I checked to make sure. You know, about the meaning of the word, I mean. And the things I tell about Uncle Delbert, they aren't fictional. The first time he had to file an income tax report, he didn't fill out any of the information. His excuse was, he says, it said at the bottom of the report, return this blank. So So he did. Speaking of blanks, here's the Buttram Symphony featuring Sam Prager at the piano with the Minute Waltz. Minute waltz, nothing. Run a minute and 40 seconds. Hey, have you noticed in the papers lately how every once in a while you notice a crook gets found not guilty because of legal technicalities, they call them? I don't know. If crooks get pampered much more, they'll be suing the police for catching cold from riding in a drafty patrol wagon. And seems like everybody is always trying to glamorize criminals. You hear a lot of talk about honor among thieves. That's all nonsense. Don't believe a word of that. Crooks are every bit as bad as other people. And don't let me catch you making fun of the police either. They got a hard job and a dangerous one. And I, for one, wouldn't want to try to improve on their work. Speaking of work, if your work ever gets dull or monotonous, well, chewing delicious double mint gum will relieve the monotony without interfering with whatever you're doing. You'll enjoy it. Try it, will you? Well, here's something else I hope you'll enjoy, the Buttram bonus for today. Yes, sir, those stirring symphonic rhythms mean that Buttram bonus time is here again. Now, today I'm going to explain to the women folk how they can tell whether or not their husband is a gentleman. According to the best information I can get, a true gentleman is never angry or impatient. He doesn't pout. He doesn't show his displeasure. And he controls his emotions. In other words, he's pretty much of a clod. Now, I don't know whether you really want a man who can hide so many different things or not, but that's up to you. Another example, at the table, the gentleman will not help himself to the gravy till the others have had first crack at it. Now, if it's a large family, the gravy is apt to cool off before he gets it back, and in which case, the real gentleman will make some observation about the virtues of cold gravy. And also, say in traffic, if a woman driver is heading her car straight towards one that's driven by a gentleman, well, he'll swerve over and give her the right-of-way. There's kind of a fine line there between courtesy and self-preservation, I think. Of course, a real gentleman will claim it's courtesy. Also, the real gentleman never uses swear words. Even when he's badly upset, if he has the true mark of a gentleman, he'll probably settle for balderdash, which is going pretty far still, I think. And when somebody pops off in a fit of ill temper, the gentleman will just say, "Really?" instead of, "Says you." Which is not only more polite, but much safer, too, I think. In other words, the true gentleman will remain calm and unruffled at all times. Well, if your husband measures up to any of these standards, I hope you're very happy. But I'll bet your life is not very exciting. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. One more thing. A gentleman, like anyone else, always keeps a good supply of double mint gum on hand. That's because passing out double mint to friends that drop in is a friendly gesture that makes everybody feel good, including you. And since chewing double mint helps everybody get more relaxed and free of nervous tension, well, the conversation's apt to flow a mite better, too. My conversation's been real limber today, you notice. I guess I'll have another stick of double mint and keep relaxed while we listen to the Jack Halloran Quartet here singing Sweet and Low.
Sweet and low, sweet and low, wind of the western sea. Wind of the western sea, over the rolling waters go, come from the dying moon and blow him again to me, while my little one, while my pretty one sleeps,
sleep and rest,
sleep and rest,
sleep and
rest.
Father will come to thee soon,
under the silver moon. Sleep, my little one, sleep, my pretty one, sleep, my pretty one, sleep.
Well, that was fine, huh? That's about it for today, except for reminding you to get mouth happy with double mint gum. If you're out of it, there's no excuse for staying short, because there's a double mint dealer handy most everywhere. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram, and I want to remind you that maybe it's a good thing wishes don't always come true. If most men could have half of their wishes, well, they'd wind up with double their trouble. Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.